Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Glory be to God. Yeah, just say hi to your neighbor. Glory to God. Yes, thank you for being here. Let us, in a special way, welcome our children. Yes. You should make kids love going to church on Sunday. You understand? So they grow up when they're like, You know? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Yes, the last time George was here, he had sweets for... Yeah. They're there. First give the children. Hallelujah. First give the children. One, okay? Please, one, then after the service, you're going to get more, okay? Brother, you can eat now. Children, you can... Yes. Manzi, you can eat your sweet, you're going to get another one. Okay. Maybe your father who told you not to eat in church, I don't know. Yeah, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes, we need to make the kids love church. So that in years to come, we don't what? Waste time evangelizing them, you know. We evangelize others. Okay, but these ones, you know, we capture them, what? Real quick. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes, it's good to have friends, amen? Yes, like what Andrew is to Esther and Bruce. Okay? It's good to have what? Friends. Hallelujah. Yeah. And, yes. Glory be to God. Friends, I remember sometime, I don't know where it was, last month, I went for a burial. And, so after people had gone, and they had laid the body in the grave, as they returned, there's this lady I drove with, and she's a friend to one of the people who had lost their loved one, okay? Do you understand? Okay. Okay, and so when they are coming back from the grave, whatever, okay, this friend, this lady I had driven with, was crying more than her friend who had lost what? You understand? Now, when you looked at them, you'd think that, she was real crying. Meanwhile, the other one, the one who had lost her loved one, was like, kawaii, just greeting people. Meanwhile, her friend, it was like her friend was crying on her behalf. I'm telling you, she was real crying. So anyway, as we left, as we drove back to, and then when we got in the car, that is the first thing I told her, like, "Gwe, man, you are crying." Maybe I'm bad, but then she's my friend, so I could what? Tell her anything, okay? She, at that time, when I saw her cry more than the one who I love, I was like, hey, girls, there's way in which girls love each other. I wouldn't imagine. I don't think there's a man who can do that. And he's more, he shows more pain than, maybe they are there. Andrew maybe, And I was like, women, okay. By the way, each and every day, well, not each and every day, but there are those days when I just get amazed at how great women are. I'm telling you the truth. Women, you are special. Glory be to God. As you know, that whole idea, now you're there with you're crying more than her man. Okay? And, you know, yeah, but women are great people. Hallelujah. I'm not encouraging any of you to become a feminist, okay? But, yeah, most feminists are evil, by the way, in case you didn't know. Most of them are very evil, very anti-God. They are there to work against what the scriptures say, okay? But there is a right. Anyway, women are great people, okay? Women are what? Are great people. And anyone who doesn't treat women right, there's something wrong with them. But maybe it needs, that person needs to grow and observe and see how great women are. Hallelujah. Okay? When I look at my wife, the way she does everything for the children. You know, now, like, today is Abigail's birthday. Yesterday was Quazi's birthday. Is that so? Yeah, okay. Now, the things my wife is doing, it's like, okay. Anyway, women are great people, Okay? So, Bambi, you pity people who didn't grow up with their mothers, Okay? Because, glory be to God. Amen. So we honor women. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And especially if they are in the worship team. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So God is good. It's good to have friends. Amen. It's good to have what? Friends. Amen. Yeah, if you're a girl, if you're a lady and you don't have a lady friend, you had better get one, amen? Who will be able to what? who will be able to celebrate with you? Hallelujah. Amen? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes, good to see you. George is supposed to be at work. You'll leave today? Okay, so you're dodging work. You know George works in Dubai. Let me educate you. In Dubai, their Sunday is Friday. Okay? So in Dubai, no one is working on Friday. Okay? They are back in office on Saturday. Saturday is Monday. All right? Sunday is Tuesday. Sunday, anyway, you understand what I'm saying? So George is supposed to be at work. He has been in the country all this long, but last Sunday wasn't around even the other side because he was at work. He's working from Uganda, okay, but working as a Dubaian. Amen? Glory be to God. Emirati or whatever. Yes. Hallelujah. Now last Sunday we began talking about why we should love the return of the Lord. Amen? And we got that theme from 2 Timothy, the wonderful book of Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 4. From verse 7 it says, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord Jesus, the righteous judge, okay? Juliana was telling us that the Lord is righteous, and there it is, okay? But she should also have told us that he's a judge. Okay, so the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day. Okay, there's a special day coming called the day of the Lord, and he will judge us. Okay, and that crown, he will not only give it to Paul, but he will also give to all who have loved his appearing. Okay, those who have loved the appearing of the Lord. Appearing there means return. So those who love the return of the Lord will also receive the crown of righteousness. Glory be to God. So anyway, that is where we got our the theme of what we're talking about. Loving the return of the Lord. We're supposed to eagerly await. We're supposed to look forward. We're supposed to be expectant. We're supposed to hope that his coming was tomorrow or was today. Glory be to God. Amen? So we went through reasons, a few reasons why we should love the Lord's return. Okay? Why we should love the Lord's return. Glory be to God. Okay? Now, reason number one and number two. Okay, anyway, reason number one is that when we love the Lord's return, we are agreeing with the scriptures. We're doing what? Agreeing with the scriptures. Anyone who doesn't love the Lord's return is not agreeing with the scriptures which they profess to believe in. All right? Revelation chapter 22, verse 20 says that he who testifies, that is Jesus, to these things says that surely I am coming quickly. Okay? I am coming when? Quickly. So we're supposed to, if we love the Lord's return, we are agreeing with a scripture like that one and many others. Okay? And John continued to write and say that amen. He was saying amen to the quick coming of the Lord. So he said amen. Even so, come Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. I wonder how many of us this week or this year, okay, you have prayed in your spare time. You pray that man, come Lord Jesus. Okay? Alright, but God wants us to tell him, the Lord wants us to tell him that come Lord Jesus, to agree with his plans and purposes. Hallelujah. And by the way, it was not only John. You can think that John was super spiritual, okay? But even Paul said, come, Lord. Come. Glory be to God. That we see in 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 22. He says, this scripture used to mess me up in my stupid grace, you know, false grace days. It says, if anyone does not love the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be accursed. That is a preacher of grace. Eh? Grace preacher. He says, if anyone doesn't love the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be accursed. Okay, then he continued and said, oh Lord, come. Oh Lord, do what? Come, come, come. That was close to 2,000 years ago. He wanted him to come then. Okay? And God still wants us to say that. Glory be to God. You know the word, anyway, let's read it in KJV. KJV, 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 22 says, if any man does not love the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be anathema. Then he says, Maranatha. You've heard of that word? Maranatha? It basically means, come, Lord. That is Aramaic, okay? He says, come, Lord. So every time you're singing that word, or you say that word, okay, you're being tricked into praying a prayer that you don't want to pray. That you have avoided, you have evaded, all the people you've met who are talking about Jesus come quickly, you look at them like they are as in hope, you know, as, you know. But every time you say that word, now I've told you, you shouldn't say it if you don't want to. Okay? Maranatha. Hallelujah. And it means, come, Lord. Glory be to God. So that is reason number one, why we should love the return of the Lord. Because it is in accordance with the written word. It is in accordance with the scriptures. Hallelujah. Reason number two, why we should love the return of the Lord, is that when he returns, we shall forever live with him, and we shall be reunited with our loved ones who died in him. Glory be to God. Our loved ones who died in him. Okay? Not Kenneth Hagin. Kenneth Hagin wasn't your... Okay, you love him, what? But really. Huh? What? Don't you have Ugandans, you know, who died in the Lord? Why does it have to be Kenneth Hagin? What? Smith Wigglesworth? Catherine Kuhlman? And why does it have to be preachers? Do you think preachers are the only ones who are, you know, who have gone to heaven this far, you know? It's not. You have OGs, eh? Okay, who died, eh? You have a friend who used to, what? Okay, when you're, I don't know, whoever died, she cried more than you know. Okay? They are, you know, you're going to be reunited with them. Glory be to God. Okay? First Thessalonians chapter 4 from verse 13 says that, I don't want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, those who have died, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. Then in verse 16 he says, for the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Okay? Your dead in Christ will rise first. Verse 17, then we who are alive and remain, okay? All right? Shall be what? Shall be caught up together with them. Okay? We are in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. Glory be to God. So this scripture is talking about a reunion, okay? A reunion of us or between us and our loved ones. And together with them, okay, at the rapture, at the return of the Lord, we shall forever live with the Lord. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. By the way, I'm going to tell you exactly what I told you last Sunday. Hallelujah. Amen? Why? By the way, I sought the Lord, what I should tell you. Okay, and for some reason, I felt like he still wanted me to say these things. Glory be to God. Amen? Probably he loved the sermon, and he wants to hear it again. Atetagala kuuliriza recordings. All right? Okay? This God, anyway, I don't know why he wants these things to be said again. Hallelujah. And yes. All right. So verse 17 says that we who are alive, okay, and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord. Always. We shall always be with the Lord. We shall first go to heaven with him. Okay? Then after some time, we shall return to earth with him. Okay? And we shall be here on earth with him. Okay? And at that time, he'll be here on earth. Glory be to God. And it will be forever. Okay? We shall be with him forever. Okay? That means that the moment he comes and you get raptured, okay, and you, of course, you're taken with him to heaven, there will be no more chance of you losing salvation. You understand? That will be no more. You think, oh, I might go to hell. It will be no more. Right now, we were just going through a testing period. And the moment, you know, he comes and, you know, you understand, you will never be tempted. You understand? You will never be tempted again. Okay? You will never be able to sin. And you will never want to sin. Because you're going to become a totally different person. Okay? The flesh in you, is prone to sin, that makes you sin. Okay, it's going to be no more. You won't have it anymore. Glory be to God. Now, this is exciting. You see, that is why the Lord should return very quickly. Okay, so that, you know, because now, let's assume we are in a good state, all of us, right now, and then he comes, okay, that will be, you will never even have to think of, man, this hell, you understand? You will never even have to fear hell, because there will never be any chance that you can go there. Do you understand? You have passed the test, okay? And you will never have to do the test again. Glory be to God. Amen? You see, this is so wonderful. Glory be to God. We shall live with him forever. Meaning that there will never be a chance that you can be separated from him because of sin. Never. Never, never, never. Glory be to God. This is good news. Hallelujah. Amen. It is what? Good news. Okay, so reason number one, when you love the return of the Lord, you are agreeing with the scriptures. Reason number two why we should love Jesus' return is because when he returns, we shall thereafter live with him forever together with our loved ones who died in him. Glory be to God. Okay? Reason number three why we should love the return of the Lord is that when he returns, we shall receive immortal bodies. Okay? Immortal bodies. Bodies which cannot die. Bodies which can never die. Hallelujah. Okay? And those bodies, of course, will also never know suffering. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, from verse 50, it says, "Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood," okay, these natural bodies, "cannot inherit the kingdom of God. They are not the ones which are going to enter the kingdom of God, for those who are born again. Nor does corruption inherit incorruption." These bodies that are prone to aging, by the way, the aging process is part of what is being referred to here as the corruption of the body. Aging, getting wrinkles, gray hair, all those things. Okay? You cannot, whatever, your shoelaces anymore, bend, blue, and what? Okay? As in so many things, you can't have a blast like this. You wait after the service. You're going to see how they are going to rotate here, man. And now you used to do those things. Now you can't. It is what? The corruption of the body that has happened. And it is continuing to happen. Corruption of the body. And then now when it gets buried. After the thieves have come and, you know, unleashed your casket out from the ground. And throw your body there and take it. Then the rotting process begins. The real corruption. Decaying. You know this thing, but you're pretending like you don't know it. Like I'm speaking things that you know these things. Hallelujah. I read a story. I think it was in Sunday Vision last week. Guys, you know, in Mulago Medical School, guys are selling what? Bodies, dead bodies. Those dead bodies, we used to call them, and I think they're still called cadavers, okay? Some had an experience with them. And so, in med school, there's a room called, there's a department called the anatomy department. Anatomy department. Now, in the anatomy department, there's another room called called the cadaver room. It is, I think, bigger than this. Maybe it has been expanded. Anyway, bigger than this. And there are tables. Tables. And this, I'm going to tell you these things, okay? so that you stop fearing death, amen? And each table has a body. And not a live body. Okay? Yeah, it has a dead body. Okay? And you are assigned a body as a medical student. Beginning, I think, your first year. If you're in first year, and second year. So each student, four students per body. Okay, Murina, what? Murina, your body. I mean, you should know these things because that is how doctors are made. So you should somehow have an idea of how doctors are made. And your kids who want to do what? Medicine. They should somehow know some of the things that, a little bit, I guess, okay? Age appropriate, you know, what they're going to, you know, so that when they get there, they're not in a shocker and they jump out of med school. Or they're like, now I'm here, stuck, I have to do 5 years, and the moment I finish 5 years, I'm out of here. You understand? Stop and be the kids waste time because they were not, they really didn't know what they were getting into. Okay? I remember when we entered that place, first year, okay? I'm telling you, some guys, if they had seen those things in senior four, they wouldn't have put PCB as their first, you know. They wouldn't. All right? Senior year, the bodies are there. Where they, anyway, where they get them from, we don't know. For you, you just find them there. Okay? Yeah. They are, they are preserved, and you start dissecting them. We used to start with the upper limb. You know the upper limb? This is the limb. You see it? You have four limbs, in case you didn't know. Okay, the upper limb. Okay? We started from where? Here. Anyway, then dissect. Okay, you tear it up every week, every day. You go there and you chop. What? see where the nerve passes, where the artery, the other vein, which muscle, you name all the muscles with those funny names. Okay, then afterwards, you go to the thorax. You know you have a thorax? You thought it is only insects which have what? Thoraxes. Head, abdomen, thorax. How many legs? 8 legs. Now I'm telling you, you have a thorax. In case you didn't know. Okay? And you dissect the thorax, the breast, anyway, all those things. And you continue. Abdomen, you have an abdomen. Okay? Abdomen up to the legs. Okay? By the time you finish second year or third year, you have finished your body. So one time I took that guy there. Okay, he came to visit me. And so I was like, "You come, I show you." My guy went there. Okay, and now when we first began to work on them, to dissect them, guys stopped. Many students stopped eating meat for some time. You finish dissecting, and now you're going to the, it was called what, dining something, okay? And the meat they're serving you, man, looks exactly like what you're chopping. I'm telling you, it looks exactly like. I'm telling you, some fellows, man, first what? First posed meat. Hallelujah. Okay? Hallelujah. But how did we get to what? To this. Corruption. Corruption. Now, universities are guys are dealing in those bodies. Guys are making dimes. So, Umulago has his, the bodies, I read, so they give bodies. Then the guys who work in the anatomy department, you know, sell them to some other university. Like, you know, because they have students also who are doing what? Anatomy. So, man, guys, it's booming. It's booming. You're just praying to God. Guys are making what? Are making the dime. Okay? I don't know whether I should say hallelujah to that. Okay? So, corruption, eh? Okay? Yes, so it says, okay, yeah, this will sort out kids. Now, for me, I think that wouldn't have gotten, like, that didn't freak me out. Eh? But what made me really, like, hate what? Medicine. It was now third year. Anyway, first of all, I got bored the first day I got into med school. Then I was like, but what should I have done? I wouldn't have done this course. I was like, maybe I should have done stats. But I was like, that would mean doing MEG and geography. I couldn't. I couldn't do economics because the economics students had mob notes, full scabs, and I couldn't read all those things. No way. I didn't have that time and the brains to read all those things and get. I couldn't. Okay? Geography, I couldn't even draw a map of anything from primary. Yes, man, I can't draw, you know, Okay? And so, now what freaked me, and so I was bored, but what nailed it in the what? Third year. First of all, I began with obstetrics and gynecology. Now, thereafter, I went to pediatrics. Casualty, you know, the casualty, you know, anywhere the kids first go, when bubule, sengabule, mukoma, malaria, as in now you have to look for the vein, you know, no. Man, the kid is crying. I was like, no way. The whole idea of a kid screaming, for me, I can't handle. that stuff. Okay? Contrary to what most of you think, I'm a really tender-hearted person. I'm telling you the truth. A kid crying, it is one of the things it is not what chased me from who medicine. What got me out of there was the calling I have upon, my life. But it was, to get out was aided. It was helped. You understand? So now, when people say, wow, what a sacrifice, when they tell me, you're a doctor and you left, what a sacrifice. For me, I'm like, this kid, I didn't sacrifice nothing. I'm telling you the truth. So when people say that, you try to explain to them, but they can't click. They say, for me, I'm telling the truth, by the way. So get it from me today. If you think, Bambi, that guy sacrificed, I didn't sacrifice nothing. I didn't. Okay? I didn't sacrifice anything. Nothing. Okay? Nothing. Hallelujah. But Bambi, kids crying. Do you know something called lumbar puncture? Lumbar puncture. First of all, you know puncture? Okay? Then lumbar. You bend, then they look for it. They count somewhere, then. Okujama amazi, you've heard of that thing? I mean, most of you fear it for now. Guys fear it. They're like, tell the doctor not to do that on our patient. Because they're like, the moment they do it to a patient, they die. I don't know where guys got that thing from. Don't allow. Meanwhile, they're getting that fluid, CSF, so that they can test it and know what germs are in the, Anyway. So now you're doing that on a kid. The kid has meningitis. Meningitis. So you have to get that free so that you know what has affected the meninges. And that is the only way you're going to know so that you can prescribe the right medicine. Now, a kid crying, screaming, I was like, man. Okay? Glory be to God. Now, because I know how doctors are trained, what they go through. Now, every time I go to a hospital, a health center, a hospital, a clinic, and I see those guys and those chicks with white coats, with a stethoscope, man, I sit silently with adoration for them. I'm telling the truth, And I sit, and I don't want them to know that what I'm a dog, but I have great respect for them because I know how they got where they are at. You understand? First of all, I know how much is in their heads, as in hard stuff. And now that's what even messed me up further when I went for a master's in public health, because now I was used to hard things. Then I go for this pub, and it was a joke. And I was like, wait a minute. Those guys we studied with at university, they were studying simple things. For us, we were suffering, For me, I thought the whole world was hard. Now, first of all, masters. But the public health, then you studied what? But that even described me further. I was like, this time. But then I was like, then you remember the friend in Lumumba, some guy, and OB. I was like, this is why guys, for them, they were having a blast. Okay. BBA, there's a course called BBA. Bachelor's BBA. Has anyone done BBA here? No one. You did BBA. I proceed with caution. So said the lawyer. And so, you know, yeah, as in, anyway, so, yeah. But corruption, amen? Brethren, okay, flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Nor does corruption inherit in corruption. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep. All of us are not going to die. So this stupidity that fena to Jakufa. It says the scriptures don't say that. There's a generation, okay, which will be around when the Lord returns. I tell you again, Jakufa. And according to Esther's dream, okay, and Elizabeth Mujimba's dream, you might be part of them if their dreams are of God. And I think they're of God. Hallelujah. You might be that, you know, if it is 14 years or 13 years from now, you might, you know, okay, might you, you know, okay, might not die. Hallelujah. There's something I wanted to say which has slipped what? In my mind. But we shall not, yeah, so these things of your relatives scaring you. That you, who bury you, what, you know, some of you are not going to die, so you won't need to be buried. And even if you die, you are out of your body. If they decide to throw your body there, you don't care anymore. You are in glory. So you should stop being manipulated. Eh? And you should stop also manipulating your what? You know, because the moment you die, you're out of your body. You're out. 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 You are in glory. Then I will think that my body wasn't buried. What? You know what? You have to be nice to what? Your witch doctor uncle. Because who bury you? What? And you have to be nice to the guys in the village because you see they're the custodians of the land. And who cares? You know, you have to steal money so that you can buy a land in the village where they'll bury you. I mean, for me, I'll be out of my body. Okay? I believe that I'll be out. Whether you bury me or not, I'm out, I'm in glory. And by the way, one day I'm coming back and my body, wherever it will be. You understand? So, I don't know. I can't be manipulated by anything. You should be nice to people. Also, you know, when someone dies, you know, because now you, if you die, we'll bury you. Now, when mourn with those who mourn, all right? However, if the Lord says, don't go there, don't be like, if I don't go now, people will bury me. You know, even if they don't bury you, do you understand? It doesn't matter, according to me, because either I've misunderstood the scriptures or something. Glory be to God. Okay. Honestly, for me, that's how I think. I'm not there thinking now. The land, I don't know who's taking care of the land in the village, which my uncle stole a need. What? Now if I die, well, I'll be buried. First of all, do you know, you can write a will. And you're like, my body should be. I donate it. To Mulago, Makere University, Anatomy Department, okay, for the benefit of the medical students. You know, you've sorted out those old things of like a place where, Then they will start with the upper, the upper limb. Now, all these things I'm saying, now it's like, I'm affirming you. Now you have the evidence that I have a bad heart. I told you one of the things that got me running from med school or from medicine was the pain the children go through. Now, you know, the pain. You know, when we used to take our kids for immunization, okay? You know, man, because I knew what was coming, that, you know, Man, I used to find a way of escaping out of that thing. I'm telling you. You know, Okay. But spanking, You know, That one. And I want to see tears when I spank. Yes. Tears must flow. Those things of what being hard. You've just created yourself. Yes. Hallelujah. Okay? Yeah. But I'm tender-hearted, by the way. But why do I have to convince you that I'm tender-hearted? It doesn't matter to you what. For me, I'm going to heaven. Hallelujah. Okay? So it says that changing of the body. And so it says, behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep. Okay? But we shall all be changed. Glory be to God. In a moment, it will be instant. In the twinkling of an eye. At the last trumpet. After the six trumpets of the tribulation. At the last trumpet after the tribulation is when we shall be changed. For the trumpet will sound and the dead will be raised incorruptible. Those cadavers, you know, and God is going to give them a new body. The people who lived in them. Okay, if they are born again, they are coming back with incorruptible what? Bodies. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruption has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Meaning, no more death. Glory be to God. Okay? When the Lord comes. Hallelujah. Okay? And remember I say those bodies won't know pain anymore. Alright? And that is written in Revelation chapter 21 verse 4. It says, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death. No sorrow, no crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. Glory be to God. Okay? These are good things to hear. Hallelujah. Good news. Okay? Now, the first reason why we should love the Lord's return is because Jesus would take over all earthly rulership. Remember, God told Adam to have dominion over all the earth and over everything. Okay? But Adam, okay, gave this authority to the devil when he obeyed what the devil told him to do, when he fell for the temptation. So anyway, from that time, okay, the Bible, from that time, the devil became the god of this world, the ruler of this age. Alright? So, then years later, like you know, Jesus came as the last Adam to undo what the first Adam had done. Okay? To regain, to take back the authority that Adam had given to the enemy. Okay? And Jesus has done that. He did that. Alright? He did that. Okay? Now, he's returning to really implement that. Do you understand? Okay? Right now, the devil seems like he's still, he has authority. But the day is coming when Jesus now is coming to execute that which he already acquired, okay? By his death and resurrection, by paying the price, okay? To get back what Adam had lost. You know that. Eh? Alright? So, he's going to take over all earthly rulership. Okay? Revelation chapter 11 verse 15 says, then the seventh angel sounded. Okay? Again, it is the seventh angel, which is who's blowing the seventh trumpet, which is the last trumpet after the tribulation. So, it says, when it sounded, there were loud voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ. And he shall reign forever and ever and ever. Glory be to God. Okay, Jesus is coming to reign on earth. Okay? Everyone who will be in authority on the earth at that time, okay, they will have been appointed by the Lord. Glory be to God. And that means it is going to be his people, because remember, it also says that we're going to reign with him. So we shall reign in different places, in different departments on his behalf. Okay? While he will be stationed here on earth. Glory be to God. And like you know, according to Revelation 20, 1 to 3, 1 to 4, at that time, the devil will be bound. Okay? You know that verse? The children, we should see it. Revelation 20, verse 1 to 3 says, what does it say? It says that, then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, having the key to the bottomless pit, and a great chain in his hand. He laid hold of the dragon, that serpent of old, who is the devil, Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. Okay? Verse 3, and the devil was cast into the bottomless pit. Have you heard of a thing that has a hole that has no bottom? That's what the Bible says, a bottomless pit. And shut him up and set a seal on him so that he should deceive the nations no more. But now, this deceiving, okay, it is not talking about you who already have glorified bodies. It will be for people who somehow escaped dying in the tribulation and during the time after the tribulation when God poured out his wrath. Okay? So those will be the people who will be prone to temptation and to sinning and to ending up in hell. Okay? And during that time, those people, okay, if any of them died at 100 years, okay, they would say what? Huh? Okay? You understand? And their friends, okay, will cry more than their sister. Anyway, whatever. Okay? So, you know, but that, anyway, that's another subject, but I believe that you know it. You've had it here in the church. Okay, so Jesus is coming to reign. The kingdoms of this world are going to become the kingdoms of our Lord and, you know, of our God and his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. All right? And again, one of the reasons why we should love his return is because when he comes, he's going to reward us. We are going to be rewarded. Hallelujah. Rewarded for the good work that we did for him. And not just the good work that we did for him, but the work which he told us to do. He's going to reward us for that. If you are called to be a pastor, and then you are in hospital, you're not getting a reward, man. You wasted time. You wasted the talent, the calling that God gave you. Hallelujah. I thank God that for me, my exit from that area was made easy by the things I saw. Okay. Yes, it was made very, very easy. And then he's going to reward us. It says in Revelation 22, verse 12, that Jesus now is speaking and says, behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me. He's not coming empty-handed, the way some of you have come today. Okay? Empty-pocketed, empty-handed. Okay? Jesus is not what? He's not going to imitate you. Sandra, say amen. Do you know what Sandra does? And Judith, I think. And Rachel. You know, I observe my children. Because I'm a shepherd, you understand? You have to see how your sheep, you know. Sandra comes in here with money. Then when the basket is passing around, she didn't give. Then the moment she goes down there, there's someone who sells cookies. She loads her car with cookies. Okay? Cookies are good, all right? Okay? By the way, she sells cookies, all right? Praise does that, all right? Yeah. And so God, Jesus is not going to imitate who? To imitate who? Say the name. To imitate Sandra. Hallelujah. For him, he's not coming empty-handed. He's coming with rewards in his hand. And like I said, one of the rewards will be reigning with him. Revelation chapter 3, verse 21 says, to him who overcomes, okay, to him who stands for the Lord, walks in his ways, okay, overcomes the world, overcomes the sin of the world, all right, to him overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne. Hallelujah. Only rulers sit on thrones. So by him saying that we're going, that some people are going to sit with him on thrones, he's saying that they are going to reign with me. They will reign in different spheres on my behalf. Glory be to God. And God wants you to be one of them. Even two. You understand? Eh? Hallelujah. This worship team here, if they continue serving the Lord and doing what you know, they have to reign with the Lord. Sandra, I don't know. Glory be to God. But Sandra, I'm joking, okay? No, you don't know. You didn't know, but now I'm telling you. I'm joking. Lest I get issues with what? With your in-laws. And they will say, we shall see who bury him. But you should tell them that, do you know what the guy is saying? He said he didn't care. Eh? He's making a will. A chilamo. Eh? It's called a chilamo. Cadaver room. Cadaver room. Whether the guy is in Mulago will sell me to whatever, to whichever another unit. I don't care. Glory be to God. My body will be serving the Lord. Okay? Young, you know, upcoming doctors getting knowledge. Glory be to God. And I'll end with this reason why I, for one, love the return of the Lord, is that when he returns, he's going to deal with the enemies of Israel. Amen? The enemies of Israel. Who is the Turkish president or prime minister? I can tell you the spelling, then you tell me his name. Era. You listen, Era. D-O-G-A-N. So what is his name? Eh? How do they... Eh? Are you sure it is pronounced like that? I don't think they pronounce the D. Do they? Okay. Yes. Okay. And what? Who is the Iranian guy? And such fellows... Okay, George Soros. There's someone who's a friend to George Soros in this room. Okay. Museveni should be careful. Eh? He also he plays them at times. Eh? You know, then he pretends. You know, Hitler. Okay, Hitler, and the what? And the French. You know, Mr. Bean? Do you know Mr. Bean? Okay? Yeah. You can see now there and he's smiling. Now I've made a love church more. Okay? Do you know Mr. Bean? Yes. Okay? Mr. Bean, you remember when he was... What was the story? Guys were going to heaven and hell. It was hell only. Okay? Who were the first? Huh? Judith, you know these things. Judith watches all those things. Bluey. I mean, okay? I think, okay? They were lawyers. Lawyers. Adulterers. Christians. Yeah. The Jews were right, you know. Because, you know, Jews, most Jews to this day don't believe that Jesus is a Christ. He's a Messiah. So he's like, the Jews were right. Christians. Okay. And Hitler, you know. And then he says, and the French. Adolf. Whatever. You get those things, amen. Oh, by the way, as you wait for the return of the Lord, as you look forward to his coming, you know, be happy in the Lord. Rejoice in him. Glory be to God. Okay? Good one. Be happy. Hallelujah. Enjoy life. Do what? Enjoy life. Hallelujah. Don't be gloomy. Okay? Get things that you love to do and do them. Enjoy life. This world was created for you. Hallelujah. Enjoy life. Get things that you love to do. But remember, rejoice in the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay, that is key. In the Lord. So don't rejoice in evil. Because you might end up where? What? The Christians, Adolf, the adulterers, the lawyers. Okay? George Soros, if he didn't get saved, you know. But do you know who that guy is? Some billionaire somewhere. Okay, so, yes, rejoice in the Lord, people. Rejoice. Glory be to God. Rejoice. Be happy. Hallelujah. Have a cheerful heart. Okay, and one of the ways to do that is, it's not evil to watch guys like Mr. Bean. Hallelujah. They lighten up your heart. And by the way, it is easier to hear the Lord, okay, to yield to the leading of the Spirit when you are happy, when you have a merry spirit. When you're gloomy, what, you just fake things and then what? And for some reason, people think those guys were what? Gloomy what? You better not be what? You understand? Don't be like that. Hallelujah. Okay? Dress up colorfully. Hallelujah. Like the worship team. Glory be to God. Give them a big hand. Okay? Okay? You know, like Rachel, like Jera, you know, red, and as long as you're not, you know, supporting an evil party, all right? All right? But rejoice, people. Rejoice, okay? Enjoy your money, but don't be like Sandra. Some money, you bring it to the church, and the other, and some, you eat cookies. If cookies are your thing, hallelujah. If cookies are what? Your thing. Alright? If cookies are what? Yes. And if they do stuff to your body, don't go and then ask your husband, what? How do I look? What? Then she gives you the right answer according to the scriptures, and then you cut a wire for him. You understand? Cut a wire for an innocent chap who is speaking the truth. In love, and you're the one who asked. Glory be to God. Enjoy things. Watch football, okay, ladies. Watch football, okay. Bumba temwagala mpira. Watch netball. I don't know how many Ugandans know netball, okay. One of the things I love you are doing. I'll tell you this again. I don't know why I have to. I'm compelled to convince you that. I have a nice heart. I'm tender-hearted. Okay? When our kids, you know, were at Little Cranes, anyway, they were in nursery, okay? I loved going there to pick them, okay, in the afternoon, in the evening, because when I would go there, you know, I would spend time as in looking at the children playing. It's so gladdening, you know? And, you know, Of course, I wanted to see my daughters play, but just all those book kids, man, play. I wanted to just stand there for like minutes and just enjoy, you know. And that used to bless my heart. I'll never, yes, the last time I was picking Abigail, like, that was going to be the end of her being in that school. I was sorrowed. Okay, I was like, this is the last time. I'm going to enjoy this. Okay, I was like, you know. But I was like, but you can still, what? You can still go and, you know. Hallelujah. Whoa, you can escort. Okay? I'm going to begin escorting Sandra. Okay? By the way, there's an international school that has come up on your road. Have you seen it? Yeah. Whether it is international or not, I don't know. You understand? Kids, you know. Hallelujah. Okay? I enjoy driving on good roads. And when I'm the only one on the road. Okay? Now, like one day, I drove from Chiwatule, go to Gayaza. Now, let me tell you something. Let me leave the Gayaza bit. But anyway, go to Gayaza. Anyway, I wanted to see. Anyway, let me leave this. So, I got a friend of mine. We drove down via the Kasangati Road. Kira Kasangati, then go on to Gayaza, Uzilowe Road. Because I wanted to see this, what? Uzilowe, everyone's talking about land in Zilowe. Where is this Zilowe? We got on the road. It's a very, as in tarmac, very good road. And there are no cars on the road. Okay? And there is green all over the place, on this side and on that. Man, I told this girl that, you know, this is one of the ways God would want us to spend the money, burn the fuel. And the guy looked at me. You could see he wasn't amused by what I'd said. Then he told me, but by the way, God expects us to be what? What's the word? To be, To be what? Yes, good one. Hey, good. You used to eat. So I could tell that I'd messed him up. The whole idea that I was burning fuel for nothing. Meanwhile, he's enjoying the ride. I didn't tell him to contribute. No. But I'm like, God would want us to burn the fuel like this. And he drove, you know, nice ride. Hallelujah. And it blessed me. Then I was like, now I'll be doing this once every month. Okay? Now that was about 2 years ago, 3 years ago. I never did it again. But anyway, enjoy life, people. Enjoy what? Enjoy life. Okay, rejoice in the Lord. Okay, rejoice in who? In the Lord. Okay, have a merry heart. Glory be to God. All the money is not to be sent to what? To missionaries. Hallelujah. It's not, some of it is to enjoy. God says, enjoy the good land I've given you. Hallelujah. Okay? If your whatever is to look nice, what? Go to the saloon, do all that you want to do, that's what you can. You know, if that is it, if it blesses you. Okay? And it should bless you. Okay? If you're not blessed by looking good, there's something wrong with you. There's something wrong with you. Okay? So enjoy life. Amen? Hallelujah. One of the things I love doing, I love eating local food. Say amen. Amen. Local food, man. And those are the things that also, what? You know, almost got me out of the School of Public Health at Berkeley. Man, the food in America, man. I suffered. Most of you think, man, we're going to America, man. It's a blast. Man, I suffered. No Ugandan food. No soup. To this day, I don't know why people make food. Sauce? No soup. No soup. Dry stuff. Then I was like, maybe they do it because for us in Africa, it is hot weather and we need that water. You understand? Like, I try to, you know, I don't know. Okay? Hallelujah. Lack of food. My wife is not cricking me. But those are hers, amen? Hallelujah. Amen? Lack of food. Enjoy. So enjoy life, people. Glory be to God. Amen? Enjoy life. And let your children enjoy life. Glory be to God. And that is where mothers will come in handy. Okay, mothers with children, making them enjoy life. That's what I'm telling you. Women are great people. Okay? Hillary, say amen. Okay? It might earn you local food tonight. Women are great, you know. Some with white, they will just say, you know. But, you know, women are great people. You're great people. Hallelujah. Okay? Mark, say amen. Glory be to God. This one knows. This one knows. Doesn't he know? He knows. Glory be to God. So I told you God is going to deal with, yes, the haters of Israel. Joel chapter 3 verse 1 to 2. For behold, in those days when I come back, and at that time when I bring back the captives of Judah and Jerusalem, I will also gather all nations, okay, and bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat, and I will enter into judgment, punishment with them there on account of my people, my heritage Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations. They have also divided up my land. God said, I'm going to deal with them. I say, I'll gather them. But they are going to gather for war. Okay, they will gather to attack Israel. Okay, but they don't know that it is God who will be gathering them. Because, like I said the other time, it is cheaper if you have 10 enemies. Okay, it is cheaper for you if you gather them in one place and you crush them at a go. Remember, Museveni says we shall do what? We shall crush them. All right? Crushing is not evil if it is what? If you're doing it to evil people. You understand? The scriptures are clear. You understand? Okay? Crushing is what? Yeah. The Bible says that the authorities don't wield the sword in vain. God expects government to do it to evildoers. Hallelujah. So anyway, so you gather them, okay? Instead of hitting one by one wherever they are, you gather them and then hammer them to, you know, in one go. The enemies of Israel, those who have divided up his land. Glory be to God. Amen? These are some of the reasons why we should love the return of the Lord. Okay? These are some of them. And they are among the most important reasons. There are others. Okay, there are others. But these are among the top 10. Okay? We shall forever live with the Lord. We shall be reunited with our loved ones. We shall get bodies that can never die, that can never feel pain. Okay? What else? We shall what? It is in accordance with the scriptures, we shall be rewarded, and so on and so forth. Hallelujah. Amen? Glory be to God. I'll end with this scripture. Titus chapter 2 verse 11 says, for the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Okay? The evidence that we really look forward to our Lord is, which is living godly lives, okay? Living soberly and righteously, okay? As a bride, you know, prepares for the wedding day for her groom. Hallelujah. Amen? Glory be to God.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.